Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Thanksgiving week, of course, which means National Dog Show Week, presented by Purina. What a great tradition, the 22nd annual. And, of course, that always goes along with the people who make it happen, David Fry and the godlike voice of John O'Hurley. John, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Great. Great to talk to you again. This is, it's kind of impossible to imagine this, but I think it's true for you now. Maybe more people know you from the dog show than from Seinfeld.
Oh, I don't know about that. Although we get an audience anywhere from 20 to 30 million on any given Thanksgiving Day, and also with the reruns that air over the weekend during the holiday. But it's pretty phenomenal. I mean, those are Seinfeld numbers.
Yeah.
I think Seinfeld, the most I ever remember Seinfeld doing was about 37 million during any one week.
Wow. That's great. That is crazy. And of course, Jay Peterman, one of the best characters ever. I just saw your buddy Jerry in St. Louis. He was performing with Jim Gaffigan. Great show.
Oh, I'll bet. I'll bet.
Yeah, that was so good. And is there any truth to these rumors about a 25-year reunion?
Oh, I don't know. You know, no one has told Jason, no one has told Julia, no one's told Michael. So if there's something going on, they've kept it very close to their chest.
Yeah, I guess you'll know when you know, right?
Yeah.
Hey, we're talking to John O'Hurley here on the National Defense, the 22nd Annual National Dog Show. And this year, 1,800 of the nation's top dogs, spanning over 190 breeds. Last year, it was Winston the Frenchie, right?
Winston the Frenchie won last year. He was that was his 87th best in show. So it projected him into retirement. He had Tiger Woods type of numbers there during his showing career. But he's out fathering children.
Right. Well, and I'm always confused about the doodles. Are doodles allowed in this show? I mean, everywhere you look, there's a doodle.
No, because you don't know what you're getting. You're just you're taking two breeds to just produce another crossbreed. But it's not for a form or a function. It's just been made basically to get a little bit of this dog and a little bit of that. So you don't know what you're getting. You don't know if you're maybe getting more of this and less of that. You know,
right.
So no, the doodles aren't allowed.
The doodles are out. And John,
as Peterman would say, there will be no doodles.
Right. So what is your preparation for this event of the dog show? Do you kind of want to kind of come into it cold and react as they come out, or you know, what do you do to get ready?
Well, I have to have a working knowledge of 200 different breeds. And every year that they introduce more breeds, I've got to learn about more breeds. This year, we're lucky enough to just stay with the number that we have. We're not introducing any new breeds, and that's for no other reason than just a coincidence. You have to say, because, you know, every breed has a form and a function and a written standard that you have to learn, and history. I mean, you know, you talk about a Pharaoh Hound. Well, the Pharaoh Hound is almost 4,000 years old.
Oh, wow.
And represents one of the oldest breeds there is. You know, that's a lot of history. And it served, the dog has historically always served a purpose. And then there are newer breeds that just as many as 50 years ago, someone was looking for a smaller version of the Yorkshire Terrier and for vermin, and came up with the Beaver Terrier, which is a smaller, different looking the style of the Yorkie.
Yeah, it's so fascinating to me, these different breeds and what they were originally bred to do, a lot of them working dogs. We're talking to John O'Hurley here on the National Defense, the National Dog Show, presented by Purina, of course, on Thanksgiving Day, right after the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, the 22nd. When you started, when you signed up for this, do you think you'd be doing it for 22 years?
you know, usually I kill shows every 1 year or two. That's about as much as I can keep up. 22 years, I know. It's funny. You know, T.S. Eliot once said, I measure out my life in coffee spoons, and mine is, I measure my life in dog shows.
Right.
It's pretty remarkable to have anything that's lasted this long. But it's fun, and it's the greatest day of the year. You walk into an arena where you have 2,000 of the top dogs and 200 different breeds, and you know, I mean, you bring one dog onto an elevator, and it makes everybody smile.
Right.
When you have 2,000 dogs in an arena backstage, and you can walk up and down the aisles and touch and feel and talk about them and get up close, and it's a wonderful, wonderful day, and everybody enjoys themselves.
And after 22 years, there have to have been some mishaps. Can you recall something that just went terribly awry?
There was 1 year where during the best in show grouping, which is the top seven dogs that have been showing all day long, one of which will be named best in show, when they come in for their opening run around the arena, one of them was the Great Dane, one of the largest breeds that we entertain, and comes running past the NBC booth and stops, skids to a halt, crouches down, looks me straight in the eye, and then proceeds to leave what I would only refer to as a large editorial comment on the carpet. So the show, as you can well imagine, the show stops in its tracks, and they had to bring out the hazmat team with their elephant shovels. I swear to God, that dog looked me straight in the eye as it crouched down and just let loose. Wow.
Yeah, and a Great Dane,
not small dabbling. That's a fully committed release.
John, great to talk to you again, man. Best of luck with this year's dog show, and I never miss it. It's just a great thing for the family. It happens on Thanksgiving Day, right after the Thanksgiving Day parade. Thank you so much, John.
Great. Nice to talk with you.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.